Okay, so again, visiting day, so you know the Seder and Shir is flipped. I'm going to try my best to keep that in mind and give Shir, you know, in mind the fact that, you know, most guys or everybody didn't have a chance to see Mikoros inside. So again, just a big picture, just to chaz over, you know, we've had Shabbos and, you know, as a hefsek, if you can say such a thing. So it's a big picture, right? We're discussing, right, what is the koveya for Shame Aid? What is koveya when an aid becomes part of the Kat Edus for the din of Nims Echamem Karav Apostle? And we've seen also, tangentially, right, other dinim such as Ein Aid Nasa Dayan and Chilas of Sofa Pekashas, other dinim which come up as well. First of all, if anyone did not get a Marmakoma sheet, here we're going to be, you know, some of the Makoros we'll be seeing inside together. So again, feel free, you can also pass it around if need be. Okay, so the first overall mahalach is that the koveya is Re'iyah. Again, the first mahalach is that the koveya is Re'iyah. Within that first mahalach, we've had different versions. Version 1a is that it's Re'iyah alone. We've seen that. That was basically a bunch of Mefarshim Bedas Reb Yossi. Right? Reb Yossi, who doesn't add any qualifications, sounds like he says Re'iyah alone. That's 1a. 1b, which we're in the middle of developing, is that it's Re'iyah in conjunction with Kavana Lehed. Right? So again, it's not Re'iyah alone, but it's Kavana in conjunction with Kavana Lehayed. And this is a number of Rishonim Bidas Rebbe. We saw Shitas Rashi, we saw Shitas Rashbam and Baal Basra, and today we're going to get to some other Mefarshim, starting with the Rambam. So everyone has a, hopefully everyone has a Rambam. Rambam again, Hilchos Eidus, starting with Perakei, Halacha, Halachos Gimel through Dalet. So for the sake of brevity, in Halacha Gimel, right, he cites the din of Nimtachamem Karav Apostle, and then in Halacha Dalet, he adds the important qualification. Anybody have the Rambam, the title? Do you have it? So again, Hilchos Eidus, Perek He. I'm just going to jump to Halacha Dalet. We read Halacha Gimel, you know, last time.
Yeah,
Dalet? Yeah. Oh, right off the bat. Right, so when do we say Nimtachamem Karav Apostle? Exactly. Once everyone has Kavana Lehayit. Right, if they don't have Kavana Lehayit, right, if you were to say that was a problem, then you'd have a problem any time, right, you'd have two Achim, two Krovim who happen to witness a Maisa Ratzicha or something of the sort. Again, that's Rebbe's riot. There must be more than just Re'iyah. So it's Re'iyah in conjunction with Kavana Lehayit. And the Rambam continues in the next halacha, again, reinforcing this Yisod, that the Koveya, again, what we're calling Approach 1b, that Rashi and the Rashbam adopt, is that the Koveya is Re'iyah with Kavana Lehayit. So again, the focus, right, when they come, the question, again, this is the key, right? When the Gemara has, you know, oh, that Bezin poses the question to the Eden, right? So the question is, what is that point of time that they're asking about? So Rashi, Rashbam, and Rambam here are all saying that the key timing is Shas Re'iyah. And the Rambam's Meduk, Omrim Lem, Kishri Isem, Ze Shaharagas Ochaba. When you saw the Shas Maisa, Shas Re'iyah, Lehayit Basim Oliros, what was your Kavana? Again, reinforcing the Rambam Lishitaso that the Koveya is Shas Re'iyah with Kavana Lehayit, and that's why that's the subject of the question. And therefore, the Rambam continues. And right, just continue a couple more lines. Call me
Shamar Lo Bati Laid Alav Ella Liros Mahadavar Bikal Ha'am Bati.
I'm here just to for the hack, just to see what's going on. Our Frishin also, we put him aside.
Call me Shamar Laid Bati Ulechavin Leha Idus from Afrishin also. Im Nimsa Ba'elush Nitkavnu Lahid Karav Apostle Idus Kulam.
Exactly. So this is where he says that only within the group. At Shas Re'iyah, Kavan al Hayyad, we only care if there's a apostle or karov within that group. Yeah, there.
Rebbe said that the Rambam passed on like Rebbe, but Rebbe also said that the Rambam said like Rashi that he needs to be Kavan al Hayyad.
No, he passed. Sorry.
Rebbe said that the Rambam passed on like Rebbe.
Good.
Rebbe also said that the Rambam said the Koveya is the Kavan al Hayyad with.
Like Rebbe.
But Kavan al Hayyad is like. Or does Rebbe hold you need Haggadah? Oh, just Kavan al Hayyad and not Haggadah?
Again, we'll get to to the Rishonim who say Haggadah.
Oh, Rabbi, is there's a difference between the two different sheetahs in Rishonim, whether it's Raya or Haggadah, whether the difference between
exactly, that's all. Yeah, it's all within Rabbi. Yeah. Okay. So the Rambam Lashishta, so he passes like Rabbi that extends to Mamanos. So he also passes like Rabbi that you need Kavan al Hayat. So again, he interprets the Hasra in the Mishnah as like Rashi and the Rashbam as a simon to Kavan al Hayat b'shas Riyah. And again, in the case of Mishnah on the spot, again in Halacha Hey. Right, again, aligns the Rambam with Rashi and the Rashbam. Right, so again, he infers from these halachos that the Rambam paskins like Rashi and the Rashbam, that again, the koveya, what we're calling Prosh 1b, is Re'iyah with Kavanah Lehayin. At no point does he mention the requirement of Haggadah. That's Rambam number one. But there is another Rambam, very important Rambam for a number of reasons. Again, if everyone can flip to Perek Chaf, Halach Gimel. Again, we'll see this. We're going to come back to this Rambam. Or a very important sugya we'll get back to, which is the question of big machlokas Rishonim about whether the psul of hazama triggers nimsa echad mehem karav apostle. Big machlokas about whether the psul hazama triggers nimsa echad mehem karav apostle. We'll get back to that sugya. This Rambam is very important for that. But for now, I'd like to focus on this Rambam for the purpose of our sugya of what is the koveya, for being mitzarev to a kap. So, Mordechai, you have it. So again, this is starting from now with the Nimukoros, so I'm going to keep that in mind. So again, let's just keep. The Rambam here, as we're going to read it inside, just to keep it organized and keep it clear, the Rambam here is going to say that when the Gemara has the Tanai, the qualification of Haggadah Toch Kedei Dibur, the Rambam is going to say that Tanai of Haggadah Toch Kedei Dibur only applies to the Nafkamina, to the din of Ashi Azimu as Kulan, but does not apply to the din of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karov Upasal. So again, we'll see this inside. The Rambam here is passing that the Tanai of Haggadah Toch Kedei Dibur is a din in Ashi Azimu Es Kulan, but not a din in Nimsa Echad Mehem Karov Upasal. And therefore, even in a case where the group of, let's say, two groups of Edom, two and two, they are not Magid within Toch Kedei Dibur, you can still have Nimsa Echad Mehem Karov Upasal. But now let's see the Rambam inside. So again, Chav Gimel. Perik Chav Halacha Gimel.
Hayu Eidim Shlosha Afilu Meya. Yim Hei Yidu Leveitzin Zachar Zah. Ve Hei Yid Kol Acha Mehen Achar Zahavera Besof Pedi. Or Ve Uzmu Vitzasan Ein Nasin Ein En Nashin Ashi Azimu.
So here in the case where they are Toch Kedei Dibur, so then you have the din of Ashi Azimu as Kulan, because they're clearly one kot, L'inyan Ol Dinam, even Ashi Azimu as Kulan, once they're all Magid Toch Kedei Dibur, it's one kot for Ol Dinam. Oh. Now this is a key case for our purposes. So the Rambam just said right now, stop here, he's only talking about Ashiyazim as Kulan, that in case you have two Edim, and there's a Hefsek of more than Toch Kedei Dibur between them, so then you don't have the din of Ashiyazim as Kulan, or you have Ashiyazim as Kulan individually for each set. So if two of the four, which are Magi Toch Kedei Dibur, have both Huzmu, so then there's Hazama there. The fact that the Edom 3 and 4 were not Huzam doesn't affect anything because they're a separate kot. But, adds the Rambam, that was only Le'inyin Ad She'ezim was Kulon.
Afal Pi Shabbat La'ahidus Kulom Efesh Ein Kasach Ashoel V'Nifsala Mikasasa Nifsala Kulon.
But Le'inyin, right, Nimsa Echad Mehem, Kar of Apostle, which again, the Rambam, the second big assumption of the Rambam, which we'll get to later, is that he thinks that the Psul Hazama also triggers Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle. So he's assuming, because he's saying, right, you have four Edom. It's, right, Edom 1 and 2 are a kot. Edom 3 or 4 are a kot. He's saying when Edom 1 and 2 are Huzmu, that triggers Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle to Apostle 3 and 4. Even though they were in a kot, Le'inyan Ad She'ezimu Es Kulan, says the Rambam, they are a single kot, Le'inyan Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle. So the Ravid here is going to say, what are you talking about? If there's no Haggadah Toch Kedei Dibur, why in the world do you apply right, the din of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle? This is the Ravid right now. The Ravid is obviously assuming that the Haggadah is Koveya for our Sugya of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle, but to the extent that you not only need Haggadah, but the Haggadah needs to be Toch Kedei Dibur. But the Rambam obviously is going to disagree. But let's see the Ravid's Hasaga. Let's see Amar Avram,
in Yodea. Mahu ki me acher shalom ba'u toch de dibor, the nechshu shtei kisos le'inyan hazama.
Question number one. Basically, if there are two kitos, l'inyan adshi yazimu eskulan, they should also be considered two kitos for the din of Mimsa Echad Menkar L'Pasol. So the Ravid, right, at least in this context, right, at least in this context, is saying, at least in the context of Azama, that's going to be important, thinks that Haggadah Tokudei Dibur is Koveya for Nimsa Echamer Mehen Karv Apostle. We'll stop there for now. The next clash of the Ravid is that why does the Rambam have to even go out of the way to say, oh, the second Kata is not Nenash? He's saying it's Pashit, right? According to the Rambam, they're not part of the same Kata. Oh, so the question is, what is the Rambam holding? And what makes this a little complicated is in this case of Hazama, could you say that there was a joint Ri'ya? If two Edim are Huznu, what does Hazama mean? Imanu Ayisem. That means you weren't there. There was no joint Ri'ya. So the question that the Mefarshim are going to explain is, so how does the Rambam, who holds, right, you saw earlier from Hey Gimel, that a joint Ri'ya is Koveya, so how can you have, what's going to be the Koveya here? You don't have a Haggadah Tokudei Dibur. You don't have a joint Ri'ya, so what is going to be Mitzarif? Yeah.
Can you say that's like a shame Eidos Hazama idea? That it's like, once like this Eidos is like Chuzam, then...
But the question is, what made them into a single cut? We'll get back to that idea for...
It's on the Eidos that they're giving, and since that Eidos
But the Eidos wasn't Tokudei Dibur.
It's the fact that I'm giving an Eidos, and you're giving the same Eidos, and since...
But what makes it...
That stigma that's on my Eidos attaches to your Eidos also.
The rules of Kita Eidim is that just because you're giving the same Eidos, that is not Mitzarif. You need a joint Re'iya, you need a joint Haggadah, but here you seem to have neither. I think you're in the right track that you might need like a Shem Eid Zomim to explain why the Psal HaZama triggers Nimsach HaMem Karav Apostle. But in terms of it being Mitzarif, it doesn't seem to work. Yeah.
We say that they have a Kavanah to be Eidim Zomim. That these two Eidim together are coming, even though they're separate.
That was a big word.
they're coming together.
Excellent. Coming together. So let's look at the Kesem Mishnah. Excellent. The Kesem Mishnah is going to say, for the Rambam in this case, the Mitzarif, when there's no joint Re'iyah, is going to be like the Beel of Beis Din, right? The coming to Beis Din together with the intention to give Eidus, that itself is going to be the Mitzarif for the Rambam. So you look at the Kesem Mishnah.
What's Kasha the Rabbi? The Kasha of the Ravid is why the Rambam needs
to... No, it's not Kasha of the Ravid. We're just trying to explain.
Kasha from the Ravid.
The Ravid is basically saying, if in this case, if there's no joint Haggadah, so then what's the Mitzarif, right? There's no joint Re'iya because the Imanu Ayisem places them elsewhere. So the Kesef Mishnah, just see the Kesef Mishnah, I'll explain, I'll get obvious question. So you see the Kesef Mishnah, so he says, the Kasha of the Ravid. What did you see that? The end of Halacha Gimel. Mordechai, did you see it? Because of the rival of them, Haya Hefseg Ben Zelazer. Yeah. Tell me when you have it. Because of the rival, from Haya Hefseg Ben Zelazer. Yeah.
Yeah. Tamush given Shehaya Hefseg Ben Kas, Rishonel Kas Shnea, Hari Elush Deidios Baffle. Because of the rival and Gimel.
You're in the one before, maybe?
He's going after me. He's going before.
See, because of Ravid.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Couple lines into that. Yeah. First, he quotes the Ravid, Akan Lashana. Good. And then Taimel, the time of the Rambam.
Shekevan Shahaya, Hafsik, Ben Kaz, Rishon, the Kaz, Shnia, Hari Ilu Shteidios, the Afapi, Shehuzma, Kaz, Rishon, the Tiskayim, Edis, the Kaz, Shnia, the Yargot Seach.
It's Adkan, is Shitas Ravid. The Ravid thinks that you need a joint Haggadah to be Mitzarif. Absent the joint Haggadah, because it's not Tokudei Dibur. Fine. Oh, so now let's push on the Rambam. Stop there for now. So the Kesef Mishnah, again, you have to put the two Kesef Mishnahs together. The Kesef Mishnah is saying, in this context, the key is Bo'u Leheid Ke'echa. Here, coming to Beis Din together is going to be Mitzarif. And at first glance, it seems a little strange. Earlier, the Rambam was saying that a joint Ria is Mitzarev, and here he's saying that Ba'ol Beizdin Ke'echad is Mitzarev, and in both cases, the Kesef Mishnah says this. So again, what's the Tzara Shava between a joint Ria and in the case where there is no Ria, a Ba'ol Beizdin Lehed? What's the Tzara Shava between both of those? Yeah, exactly. Those are both the steps before Haggadah. Right? The preparatory steps before Haggadah is, again, if you're an honest aid, the preparatory step is Ria with Kavanah Lehed. If you're an aid Sheker, so then the preparatory step is at least coming to Bezin with Kavanah Lehed. So the Rambam in both cases, right, again, adjusted for the different situations, is saying that the Mitzarev is not going to be a joint Haggadah, but it's the preparation for the Haggadah being done biyachad. In the classic case, it's the joint Ri'iyah. In this special case of Hazama, where there is no Ri'iyah, it's going to be a joint, you know, Bia Lebezin, which is Mitzarev.
So if they're coming together, first of all, what does coming together mean?
It seems like they come to Bezin together, like they walk through the door. It's, you know,
then why would they
holding
not
hands.
Figuratively.
What?
Why would they not give Ada's Tokhe?
Whatever the situation is, they, again, Tokhe Deidi was a couple seconds. So whatever it is, I don't know. Whatever the situation is, whatever Bezin looked like, long line, I don't know, someone had a bathroom break, I don't know what the situation is. Lamaisa, it seems to happen. It seems like you really need Kavana to be Tokhe Deidi if you want to do that. So we're talking 3 or 4 seconds. So it could very well be that two of them gave their Edus together, you know, there was a break, other two gave Edus together, and so for the Ravid, that breaks it up. For the Rambam, yeah, it breaks it up for Achi Azimuz Kulan, but for the din of Nimsa Echad, it's all about, you know, the coming to Beis Din, which is Mitzarev. Yeah.
Why in one, not the other? What's the hope in the din
of that? Why in one case is a Ria, the other case?
No, why is one case the
okay.
Coming to Beis Din make it serious, but not the other
one? Good. So, good. We'll get back to that. I'll get back to that a little later. Okay? That's a good question. When we get back to the sugya of and why it is that, you know, the machlokas are shown about whether a psul hazama triggers nimsa echad and karav apostel, we'll see why specifically in that context there's a need for haggadah according to some. Yeah, Meir.
So how do we deal with the shita of the kesef mishnah along with the first Rambam that we saw?
No, because we're saying
how does coming into Beis Din
again? Because we're saying
to do with Ria and kavanah lehed.
Yeah, saying before that the tzara shava is like the biyala Beis Din and the Ria. Both the Kavanah Lehed are the preparatory steps to.
So Bia Beis Din is Kavanah Lehed.
Is the, you know, Bia, for sure you're coming to Beis Din with Kavanah Lehed.
Obviously, but I'm saying,
but
is
that's a substitute for Ria.
That?
No, but in this case, they're Edei Sheker. They weren't there.
Ah.
So there can't be a joint Ria. So, like, they didn't see it. They're Imanu Aisim.
That comes in as the Ria.
Classic example, right? They were in New York. They're in Chicago, right? So there was no joint. There was no potential for a joint Ria. So in this case of Edim Zomim, the preparatory step is not the joint Ria with Kavanah Le'ed. It's the Ba'ol Beizdin with Kavanah Le'ed. So again, in terms of approach, you know, 1B, we've had now Rashi, Rashbam, now the Rambam, and then what we're going to see, this is like going to be the first day in the Shulchan Aruch. And I have the Shulchan Aruch on the Mar Mekomo sheet. We're going to see the Stam Day of the Shulchan Aruch, like approach 1B. And then there's going to be the Yesh Omer, who's going to take the second approach. Avi, do you see the Shulchan Aruch?
Yes.
So again, this is Simon Lamed Vav, Sif Aleph. So this is Edim Rabim.
Edim Rabim, Shanim Sefer Mehat, Nehem Karb Apostle,
Edusav Tela. Fine, so that's just the din. Oh, what's the qualification?
The Madvar Mamorim.
So right, this first, the Stam Day of the Shulchan Aruch, Lamed Vav Aleph, Paskins like this first, you know, we'll approach 1B, that Re'iyah alone, even without Haggadah, Re'iyah alone, again, with Kavanah Lehed, is Koveya, right, is Mitzarev, these Edim together in a Kat, even without Haggadah. So again, you have the Stam Day and the Shulchan Aruch, again, Paskins like approach 1B. There was a couple questions. No, 1A is Ri'iyah alone. 1B is Ri'iyah with Kavanah Lehed. I'm about to see 1C, which is, we'll get to it in a moment, but you'll see if you...
I said a comment there.
Yeah.
If the Rav would say, we'll cut out there, a little bit back so that we could have a case where they actually get out of the kill someone, that you have...
They're knocking things down. Yeah.
Why is possibility to knock down the hardest possibility to kill the Zohar themselves? So it could be essentially see the
Okay, interesting. Okay, he doesn't say that, but yeah, that definitely is a. not be a consequence of a shita. The question is that also the motivation of a shita? That's always the question. Okay, good. So before we get into approach number two, we're going to call it approach 1C. Very mechudas shita in Tosfos Sanhedrin. So that's what I had, photocopied. It's a long, long Tosfos. You'll see it's a quick read because it's very similar to the Balei Tosfos in our sugya, but there is an added shita of the Rash Mishans at the end of the Tosfos. We'll see it right now, but just to, because you haven't seen it yet, just to, summarize it. Approach 1C is going to be that it's re'iya, but not in conjunction with kavana lahayad like approach 1B, but that it's re'iya in conjunction with actual hasra. Now what the Rash Mishans and Tosis is going to say is that if we're trying to say pshat, right, in Rav Yossi, right, we've been talking about Rav Yossi, and if you look at our Mishnah to Rav Yossi seems to have fewer requirements, right? That's what all the other Rishonim are saying. Oh, only Rebbe has even a kavana lahayad. But if you put Rav Yossi, there's another Rav Yossi in Amud Beis. What is the shita of Rav Yossi on Vav Amud Beis? That two Eidim need to give Hasra. So what the Rash Mishant is going to do is that you have to put these two Rav Yossis together, and what's going to come out is that Rav Yossi has an even more intense requirement than even Rebbe does. Which ends up, even Tosfos notes, it's like a little bit of a strange read, because it sounds like Rebbe is adding the requirement of like Hasra, i.e. Kavan al-Hayed. But according to this Shita, Rebbe Yossi says, not only do I need Kavan al-Hayed, I need actual Hasra, because the Din in Hasra, that not only, and we'll see in a moment, the Chiddush of the Rash Mishant, is that not only do you need at least two aids in to give Hasra, you need every single aid to give Hasra. And it's a din in every aid needs to give Hasra. And if not, if a particular aid doesn't give Hasra, you can have 50 aidim in your cot. If 49 aidim give Hasra, and that 50th aid doesn't give Hasra, that 50th aid is not part of the cot. So let's see this Shita of the Rash Mishans, quoted as the Rashbam, but obviously it's not the Rashbam. As we know it, it's the Rash Mishans. So actually, where's the Gil Finkelstein? He's going to start off by answering a question that you asked yesterday in Shir. And I said, I seem to recall Tosfos and Sanhedrin mentioning it. So he does.
Why does he call him the Rashba?
I think that's actually Reb Shimon Bar, whatever those father's names. Okay, good. So Akiva, do you mind starting about Od Nir L'Ri? It's like halfway down. The last three words in the line, it says about Od Nir L'Ri. Everyone, whoever doesn't have a Tosfos and Sanhedrin, if you pass back. Okay. Akiva Finkelstein, do you see about Od Nir L'Ri? So first, the re is going to bring a raya. Again, we'll see. The re will come back to later as approach number two. The re is going to say you need re'iya and haggadah. So he's about to bring a raya against the re'iya approach. So what's going to be, he's going to bring a raya, kasha, against the re'iya approach. And the Rash Mishans is going to do is that, no, don't. That's not a raya against the re'iya approach, because I'll answer with this added requirement of Hasra. But let's go to it. You see, but O'Neer
the re. Oh.
Right, so again, the Re says, Re doesn't suffice alone. He rejects approach number one. He's going to say, you also need Haggadah, approach number two, which we'll get to. And he's about to bring your Ryan, because otherwise it's a Stira in Reb Yehuda. So what are the two members of Reb Yehuda? Right, so Reb Yossi, we know, according to the way everyone's interpreting him, right, holds that Re alone, even without Kavan Alehid. But yet, right, that was the sugya that the Rashbam was pointing out. And the way the Rashbam learned it is that, the reason why these people who are coming to Mavakar have the option of being Eid or a Dayan, because if they don't have Kavanah Le'ed, so then they don't become Eidim. But we're saying, wait a second, but Rabbi Yehuda passes like Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi says, you don't need Kavanah Le'ed. So that means anytime Re'iya alone should be Koveya you as a shame aid. So if Re'iya alone is Koveya as you as shame aid, then you should automatically be an aid. And then ain't aid, nasa dayan. So that's the Raya. So the Re'iya is saying, so you see from here that Re'iya alone doesn't suffice. It must be Re'iya in conjunction with Haggadah. That's the Re'iya's Raya. But skip the second Kasha and jump to two lines down. There were the last four words in line. You near the Rashba?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pirchininu.
These are not kashas. Right, I'm even more machmer than you. Right, according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't become an aid based on Riyah alone, even if you're magid at the end. Why?
Rabbi Yossi, who the Amar, at you,
Pishnei Eidim,
Masrim Bo.
There's another Mishnah, back to back. The Mishnah of Avraham Beis says the same Reb Yossi requires two Edim to be Masra. So the Chiddush of this Rashmi Shans is that Ukamo. Oh, Kakshlosha. His Chiddush is that you could have interpreted Reb Yossi, and some do. That's just like you need at least two Edim to give Asra. And you need to have Edos on the Asra. His Chiddush is that, no, it's not a din that you need Edus on Asra, so at least two. No, it's a din, it's like part of the Maisa Avera, and therefore every aid needs to be part of the Asra. Again, there's a Chiddush on Asra, which we'll get to, right? That every aid needs to give Asra, and therefore if you, as an aid, do not give Asra, you lack a shame aid, you're not part of the Kat. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi is going to require not only Re'iyah, but in conjunction with the Hasra. So Alma.
Alma, Osan. You
Meaning only those who give Hasra are going to be considered Edim at part of the Kat, but otherwise they're not. And therefore the din of Achi Azimus Kulan is also. Achi Azimus Kulan is only Kulan, the ones who gave Hasra.
Right,
if you don't give Hasra, you're not part of it. Very clear. This is the Shita of the Rashi Shantz. Oh, now he has to add a little bedochak. V'hadaka amar Rebbe. It's a little ironic now. I mean, Rebbe Yossi, we're saying, is the Shita who needs Hasra Mamish. And now Rebbe adds to the Mishnah. V'med mamurim shehisru, which is not labdavka Hasra, which is just kavana lehed. But he says, lav mishum. Right? If anything, Rebbe Yossi needs actual Asra, and Rebbe, who's saying Asra, is just using Asra as a simon to Kabbalah Hayyid.
The Rebbe, you've been discovering the Hayyid, but I'm a Sagi, Kumacha Pamantos. Rebbe Yossi, boy, has Ram.
Oh. Hello. So really, Rebbe is there just to add the case of Dine Mamanos? He does add Asra, but that's what Labdavka, according to Rashmi Shantz, because if anything, Rebbe Yossi's Asra is more chamer because actual Asra, while Rebbe's Asra is just a simon for Kavanah Lehed. So Akan is what we're calling approach 1C, that it's Re'iyah in conjunction with Hasra. But again, since Hasra comes at the same time as Re'iyah, we're all calling them, this is why the different versions of Re'iyah. So again, is it Re'iyah alone? 1A. Is it Re'iyah with Kavanah Lehed? 1B. Or is it Re'iyah with Hasra at the Shas Re'iyah? That's approach 1C. Yeah.
What does that mean in the context of Edom Zomim that Asra is a Koveya? Meaning, when do
means
they,
that
when do they do Asra? They don't do Asra.
Well, I guess they're claiming that they give Asra.
So
they come in and say,
they're
claiming
they give Asra is Koveya them as Edom, which therefore can make them later Edom Zomim.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
What is this?
What? Yeah, yeah. What do I mean by that? In a couple sugyas, we're going to get back to Hasra and the sugya of Avraham Beis, and we'll explain that further. I just want to point out that this is a big Chiddush le'inyan Hasra. We'll get back to that. Yeah, it's that the Hasra is not just... Right, if the extreme version... This extreme technical version of Asra is just Lahafkin bin Shogi Gemezid. Just to make sure the guy is Mezid, so that for sure it doesn't work with this. Right? This is obviously saying that Asra changes the character of the Maisa Avera, and therefore you can't be made to a Maisa Avera without being involved in the Asra. Because Asra is so much a part of the Maisa Avera and so much changes the character of the Maisa Avera that every aid needs to be made to that. That's just Rosh Tables. We'll get back to that. That's more of an Asra question. Oh, okay, good. So Adkan approach... number one, with all the different versions of Re'iyah. Now we're getting to approach number two, which says that it's a combination of Re'iyah and Haggadah. So again, we explained before the role of Re'iyah, right? The role of Re'iyah is when the aid first obtains the information which is going to end up being the subject of Edus. The importance of Haggadah to Edus goes without saying, right? Haggadah is when the aid actualizes the information he has and actually makes an impact on the basin itself. Kozman that the information is in the mind of the aid. Basin can't paskin based on that. So the role of Haggadah and its importance to the role of Edus is pretty self-explanatory, right? And it's the time where the Edim, right, convey the information they have to Basin to allow Basin to paskin like it. So the fact that Haggadah is going to play a role in Edus is pretty mistaber. The Chiddush was the other way, and therefore we needed to play up Re'iyah. Yeah.
with the Rashbi.
What we call the Rashbi Shans.
The Rashbi Shans. Yeah. He's only talking in the world of Rabbi Yossi, though, no?
Yes. Meaning, yeah. Be clear. Yeah, Rebbe is Re'ia with Kavana Lehayit. Rabbi Yossi is Re'ia with Hasra Mamish. Yes.
It's not really approaching with three.
What we're trying to show is that not approaches the halacha, just different perspectives in the sugya. So just like one A was, I mean, Re'ia alone was only within Das Rabbi Yossi. So it's ironic. You have like one A and one C, the two extremes are Bedas Rabbi Yossi. And 1B, which is just Kavana Lehayit, is Bedas Rebbe. That's just the way it plays out. Oh, so now in terms of the Shitos, which adapt, that you need both Re'ia and Haggadah. So it starts with the Bali Tosos. So let's look at the Tosos on Vav Amud Aleph. Very, very important Tosos at the bottom of the Amud. Dear Masel Shmuel Omer. So we read the beginning of it, just to, for in terms of his understanding of Rabbi Yossi, but now let's see the full context of the Shitos. Tosos, again, this Tosos very much mirrors the beginning. So I'll say, this Tosos at Dir Masel Amar Rava, as we'll see later in Seder, very much mirror the big Tosos in Sanhedrin. So once you do these two Tosos, then that big Tosos in Sanhedrin flies pretty quickly. Rafi, would you mind?
Where is it?
The bottom. Shmuel Omer?
Yeah,
if you don't get it. Right, so exactly, so the big kashya we started off last time. How can you, right, obviously the minhag was to be given with krovin there. And the question is, wait, according to Yomasos, possibly Rabbi Yossi, assuming the Rabbi Yossi, like approach 1A, that Re'iyah alone is koveya, huh? So then you have a problem of nimsa echa meham karu puzzle anytime there's an asinus like get in front of krovin. Oh, nimsachad nim karu pasul. All right. So point number one, we discussed this last time, is that he's saying, number one, this case of ishas is in the category of nefashos, right, where nimsachad nim karu pasul clearly applies. That's point number one. And point number two. So even if Ishus was its own category, still the reasoning of Nimsa Echamem Karv Apostle, even according to Rabbi Yossi, would apply here. Either way, everyone's going to agree that the Nimsa Echamem Karv Apostle is going to apply to this case of Ishus. And he adds, and that's all within Rabbi Yossi, that the Re alone is Kobeya, not Kol Shekein. Oh, sorry, not Kol Shekein. But even according to Rabbi, Vagam LeRabbi. And even Rabbi's going to have a problem because sometimes the Krovim have Kavana Lehayit. So either way, this issue of this Edekiyam for Gittin, and the same thing will apply to Kedushin, presumably, right? How can we allow Eden Krovim, how can we allow Krovim to be in the audience? That's going to trigger Nimsa Echad Mehem Karuv Basel. Comes along the Re with a very, very important Shita. Right? The Re'iyah alone doesn't suffice. You need a Re'iyah in conjunction with Haggadah Bebezin. Oh, but Re'iyah alone is not going to be Koveya. So Re, right off the bat, and again, the Re is Lashitasa, you'll see in Tosin Sanhedrin, Re all over the place is going to, right, approach number two, that is both Re'iyah and Haggadah. And again, we'll get to, at the end of this year, what exactly is the nature of the relationship, which one's the Iker, which one's the Tafel. But at the very least, just in Din, you need both a Re'iyah and a Haggadah. So now the question that Tosa is going to ask is that part of the Shaka Vitaria doesn't work. Because the Havamina of Har Yatzil and Nirva Yatzil, those people aren't coming to be Mayed Bebezin. They're probably, for sure, the Haruk, he's about to die. He's obviously not going to end up giving Edus. So that whole Shach Mataria, the fact that the Gemara thinks to apply Nimsach Amem Karav Apostle to the case of Harug and Nirva, that seems to be a stira to the Shita, that Haggadah is a Tanai. In Tomar,
in Kim, my parach Harug Yatzil.
Right, so how can the Re say that Haggadah is a Tanai? You clearly have the Gemara is applying Nimsa Echam and Karav Apostle in the context of a case where there's not going to be Haggadah. Oh, answers Re, very important transition, Lamaskana. Right, in the Havamina, it's like the Havamina Tosos. Right, the Havamina, the Gemara, parallel to the Havamina Tosos, that according to Rabbi Yossi, it was Re'iyah alone. But umishani, but the maskana.
Umishani, the mekayim hadavar called a medaber. Kolomar, kishepoyin mekayim hadavar bebeisted.
Amar Reb Yossi. So the way Tosas understands the maskana, that the drasha mekayim davar kasam medaber, is not like the Ravid or and Rashi, right? Rashi implicitly, and the Ravid explicitly, that establishes the sod of lack of shame aid. That's the Ravid's mahalak. According to the Balei Tosos, the drasha is establishing the need for Haggadah. So in the Havamina Re'iyah alone, Kamash Malan Mekami Adavar Kasim Adavar Davkas the Edim were coming to be give Haggadah V'Bezin. So the way Tosos reads this whole Shach Matar, don't ask the question of the Havamina, because the Havamina is a different conception. My Pshat says the Re, that you need both Re'iyah and Haggadah, is Gufa is established by the drasha in the Maskana of the Mekami Adavar Hakasim Adavar. The problem is, there's another kasha from the Mishnah. And the Mishnah, you can't say this, oh, Havamina Maskanam, because the Mishnah is the Maskanam. So Vim Tomar,
my parech le'el, mayasu shnei achin, v'halo, im shum chashasha, im lo yavo, lehei
bebeisdin, the Brishni. Right, Rebbe's, right, Raya, that you need kavana lehei'ed, was that, oh, otherwise, any krovim. You know, but he's like, wait a second, but if you also have a requirement of Haggadah V'Bezin, so then just because the Ritzicha took place in front of two brothers, they just have them not come to V'Bezin. So, meaning, and you can't give this fancy answer, oh, Havamina Maskana, because the Mishnah, obviously, is the Maskana. Right? You can't give the same Chiluk. So Tosas has to answer. So basically, in a Hanami, the Mishnah is talking about a case where it happened that two brothers didn't realize that the other one was made a basin, so they did come to give Eidus Bebezin. Again, this has been taught into Tosos Dir Mask Amar Rabba, where Tosos is very important, is going to say, yes, although I require both the Re'iyah and Haggadah, the Haggadah does not need to be Tokhdei Dibor. It's very important. So Tosos is a Shitaso, right, that only in the context of Achi Azimu is Kulan, is Rabba, at the beginning of the Gemara, saying you need Haggadah Tokhdei Dibor. And Tosos there will explain the Chiluk. Dafka there, because there was no joint Re'iyah. So Dafka in the context of Azama, where there was no joint Re'iyah, do you need a joint Haggadah Tokhdei Dibor? But by regular Nims Echam Em Karav Apostol, where you do have a joint Re'iyah, so the Re'iyah, the joint Re'iyah is Mitzarev, then you just need every aid to give Haggadah for the purposes of conferring upon them a shame aid, but that Haggadah doesn't need to be Tokhdei Dibor. And therefore he's able to technically answer the Mishnah, one brother gave Eidus one day, the other gave Eidus later, and they didn't see each other, and that's why it ends up happening. Yeah.
So the Seerah could come in either from the Re'iyah or Haggadah. No,
one more time?
The Seerah could come in either from the
Re'iyah. Not so clear. Yes, in the case of Hazama, at least.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in the case of Hazama, where there is no Re'iyah, then the Chiddush of Hazama is that Haggadah is Mitzarev alone. In a regular case of Nitzach on the Karav Apostle, if they had a separate Riyah, the Haggadah Bepashtus can't be Mitzarev. Yeah, that's a great question. Who would come out of this? But it's Dafka Din in Hazama where that applies. Okay, so here we have the Re, approach number two. So you need both Haggadah and Riyah. A couple of Ha'aros. So from this Tosas, it's not clear, right? When we say you need both a Riyah and Haggadah, so does the Re'iyah need Kavana Lahayat? That's an interesting question, right? Maybe only within the Re'iyah approach do you need Kavana, but once it's a joint Re'iyah and Haggadah, do you need the Re'iyah to have Kavana Lahayat? So, you'll see it inside, but basically I think there's a deal because that different Bali Tosas say different things. Tosas in Sanhedrin, right, basically says you do need Kavana Lahayat when you need both a Re'iyah and Haggadah, the joint Re'iyah needs a Kavana Lahayit. So again, that's the way Tosas in Sanhedrin says it. You'll see it inside. But Tosas in Makos, Davav, meaning Dir Masko Amarava, just says a joint Re'iyah. Doesn't mention Kavana Lahayit. So again, it could be that there are different versions in the Baalei Tosfos about this question, right? When we say you need, within the Shitas Ari, you need both a Re'iyah and Haggadah, does the Re'iyah need a Kavanah Lehayit? So it seems like there are different versions of the Baalei Tosfos about that question. Yeah.
Can this just be within Rabbi Yossi?
What?
Just, can this Baalei just be within Rabbi
Yossi? Yeah. I don't, because he's talking within both. I mean, this is Gamla Rebbe. I think he's trying to explain within both. And I think most people paskin like Rebbe, right? So,
wouldn't everyone naturally paskin like Rebbe according to Ksivus?
I mean, he's not saying Rebbe doesn't hold
what? The Rishei that says within everyone, within Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, yeah, he says within everyone. So I think it's going to apply according to everyone.
The Rishei understanding the question against Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, meaning Harav Jatzil is.
No, that's a Havamina. That Havamina was Re'iyah alone.
Yeah, but then use the answer we get from that to be applying, to tell us that it has to be people coming to base.
Right? Yeah, well, that's Lamaskana.
So the question so is the Yossi.
Oh. Okay, yeah, but I think, I just happen to think that Tosos, you'll see, they think just, it's going to connect to other sugyas as well, as you'll see, that they think that that the shame aid, you know, requires Haggadah. It's like a more of like a general thing. It's not, and the Hechreach is not just from the Shachar B'Tarya. So that Yisul, that the M'kami Davar Kasim Adaber, is going to apply to Rebbe as well. Although the Gemara only says it within Rebbe Yossi, that was a Kasha, but I think the Drusha is going to apply to Rebbe as well. That's a good point. Another point. So go back to the Tosfos and Sanhedrin. So it's interesting, I always pointed out that this Sugya of what is Koveya Shem Eid not only affects our din of Nimsech HaMehen Karav Apostle, it also applies to other dinim, such as In Eid Nasa Dayim. So just like the Rashbam, Lishitaso, said, just like I hold that Re'i alone is not for Nimsech HaMehen Karav Apostle, and therefore that carries over to In Eid Nasa Dayim, so the Baalei Tosfos is going to say, same idea for us. We who need Haggadah for the din of Nimsech HaMehen Karav Apostle, we're also going to require Haggadah for the din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayim. So everyone go back to Tosfos and Sanhedrin. And you see where it says, the parentheses, L'kaman, Daf Lama, Daf Lama, Beis. It says, V'chein le'inyin Ein Eid Nasa Dayim. So everyone could turn there. You see it?
Yeah.
You go for it, Eitan? No. You see the thing. See the parentheses is the Kaman Daf Lama Daf Lama Beis.
Yeah.
I guess there are two. Sorry. The first. Yeah. That was a little confusing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lenin Eid Eid Nasa Dayan near Lari.
Lari again. It's real Ishitas, huh?
Yeah. Lari the Dafka Eid Hamayid.
Hamayid in Eid Nasa Dayan. Right. The din of in Eid Nasa Dayan is Dafka Eid Hamayid. So the same Machlokas Rashbam / Rashi. And Tosfos le'inyan nimsa echad is going to be l'shitasam in the sugya of ein eid nasa dayan. That really she tells you, just like I said, nimsa echad is davka eid ameid, so too ein eid nasa dayan. But it's interesting. Avol b'meskabin le'ayin.
The hard time of the ein eid nasa dayan here. Mishum le'inan hidasha she'ata yachol azima. V'chivon she'idim ba'atzmam danin lo yirtzu l'kabol.
So again, what is interesting, Tosfos, instead of just, and we'll see other Rishonim say this, instead of just saying, once you see from the Sugya of Nimsa Echad, that the shame aid is Toloi in Haggadah, so Mimela then just carries over. It's the same Koveya. He doesn't say that. Tosfos says, he says, it's rather the details of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, which also happens to be Nikva Al Yedei Haggadah, which is interesting. Right, so again, what are the details? So he says, pshat number one in Nasa Dayan is that the aid can't be the Dayan because then it's aid to Shiata Yachal Azima, because which Dayan is going to want to accept Hazama on himself? So he says, that obviously only applies when there is actual Haggadah, which should then lead to Hazama. So Tosfos says, according to the first explanation of in Nasa Dayan, that's all about aid to Shiata Yachal Azima, we can understand why it's Davka Din and Haggadah, because only Haggadah, only once Eidim give Haggadah in Beis Din, are they then subject to Hazama. That's factor number one. Omishum,
Nechsev, Amdu, Shnei Anashim, Gomer, Shnei Anashim, Hashem Anashim, Eidim,
Right, this is the general, this idea of just having different parties in court. When you have a court case, you have the Edim, you have the Dayanim, and the Balei Davar. Right, we got into this, and the Ravids, you say, oh, that a Balei Davar lacks a shame aid. It's based on this Yisoh, that you just different parties. It's like, oh, that's another Pshat. Ain't Einas the Dayan, because you have different parties. The Pasuk says, the parties who give Edus are different than the parties who accept the Edus, the Dayanim. Oh, right, this idea of having different parties, but Hanach Taimi. Right, this idea, Akiva, this is what we're discussing yet. Right, this idea of the different parties in Bezin is Dafka did in Haggadah. Right, because that's what the Amdu Shnei Nashim Lifnei Hashem is Dafka talking about the actual Haggadah's Edus. So whether Satosis, instead of just saying, oh, yeah, because the Shem Aid. It's just Koveya, ain't Nasa Dayan. He says, he doesn't go that route. We'll see Ramban and Ritva will. He says, no, it's rather that the particular details of ain't Nasa Dayan, be it either Shiatu Yechol Azima, be it this, you know, Amdu Shnei Anashim, the different parties in court, they happen to both be based on the Nikva. The Koveya happens to be Haggadah. So again, so we happen to see the Re Islashita, so that both Nimsa Chanem Karav Apostle and the sugya of Einei Nasadayin, they're both based on Haggadah, but he gives different reasons for each sugya instead of saying the same Koveya of Shem Eid is the Koveya for both Tina. Yeah.
So, well, like, why is it saying this? Meaning, wouldn't there be a Gemara that says Einei Eid Nasadayin? Yeah, I think that the Gemara discusses this.
No, it doesn't. That's why. No,
Tosos is the first one to ever bring up the concept of
the Rishon. That's what the Rishpam and Bahabas are in. The Gemara is this sort of Ein Eid Nasadayin, but it's an open question, and that's why there's Machlokas Rishonim about what type of Eid is it. Is it Eid Aroa, or is it Dafka Eid Eid Amed? This is good for the Machlokas. Oh. So again, so the first you know, Rishon within the second Mahalach that it's both Re'iya and Haggadah is the Shita Sari. We point out different versions of Tosos about whether the Re'iya requires Kavan al-Hayib. And then we point out that for some reason, the Re gives its own explanations for why Haggadah is Koveya for Einei Nasadayin and stays away from just saying, oh, it's this general Koveya of Shemaid. That brings us to the Ramban. So the Ramban, anybody have a Ramban? So the Ramban on Vava Min Aleph. Again, is also going to accept this overall Mahalach that the Koveya is, you need both Re'iya and Haggadah in line with the Re. But when he carries the din of Haggadah over to Einei Nasadayin, he makes it sound like it's the same koveya for both. So Vav Min Aleph, Dir Maskal Hadisnan, the first piece on Vav Min Aleph. It's like, do you see like a couple lines down? Is it Davka B'Shekfar He'idu? He'idu San B'Bezdin? Different versions. But, so it's like six, you see it?
Yeah,
go for it. Right, so Dafka after there was Haggadah. Right, because but if he didn't give Edus yet, and we find out they're Karov, he's like, okay, be quiet, don't talk, right? Don't talk, and then you won't mess up the Edus. Why? Because if they don't end up giving Haggadah, Havale. Right, if they don't, if we were right, for Mishaskin also, if we keep them quiet and we prevent them from giving Edus, then the Havale, you see that?
The Havale, what's that?
Aid. Oh, I just have. The Havale Aid Haroa. Maybe it's different yourselves. The Havale Aid Haroa. They'll just remain in Aid Haroa. This is an important line. You see,
V'eno
Aid Lo Lifsol Acherim Midin Mileasos Dayan. Oh, different versions here. At least I have. The Eno Aid, Lo Lifsol Acherim, i.e., Nimsech Amam Karv Apostle, the Lo Lifsol Atzma Mele Asos Dayan, i.e., Ein Aid Nasa Dayan. So, in contrast to Tosvos, who says, oh, there's a different reasoning for Ein Aid Nasa Dayan, and to get into the problem of why Ein Aid Nasa Dayan, Eid Shinat Achala Zima, Amdu Shinat Hashem, Ramban just says it's the same Koveya, Shem Aid. Right, so whatever is Koveya Shem Eid, Ramban says that his Yisod is that the Re'iya alone is not Koveya Shem Eid. You don't become an Eid until you give Haggadah B'Bezin. And therefore the same Lamdus of Shem Eid, which is Koveya, Nimsech HaMekar Apostle, is the same exact Lamdus of Ein Eid Nasadayin. Because obviously, you're not going to trigger Ein Eid Nasadayin if you're not an Eid. So the Ramban says, you don't have to get into the details. It's the same underlying Lamdus of what is Shem Eid.
Wait, so two things. First of all, the Rambam is saying it's only Haggadah.
No, it's both. We'll see. Because for the mission of Avon Beis, you have to say it's also Riyah. So it's both Riyah. No one's going to say Haggadah alone. Right? It's both Riyah and Haggadah. Right? You need both. Therefore, it's only when you have both that you become a Shem Eid, and that Shem Eid is being Kobeya both Nimtzach HaMikar V'Pasol and Ein Eid Nasadaya.
And also, what do we do with the Shita that says they're Kobeya as a Kas when they do Esra?
One more time?
I believe we saw Ashita. Maybe it was
Rashi. Maybe the
Rashi
Bishans that we're talking
about? No, we saw that when they do Asra...
That every aid needs to keep Asra?
No, we saw by Rashi, that by their doing Asra together, it makes them...
No, that was only... Again, according to Rashi, that was Hasra, which is a simon to Kavanah Lahayit. The only person who said Hasra Mamish was the Rashi Bishans, Bidas Rabbi Yossi. Okay? So the Ritzvah, also very important. The Ritzvah, also... Right? In line with the Ramban, by one of his Rebbeim, also has this type of presentation that it's all about what is Koveya the Shem Eid, and that you need both Re'iyah and Haggadah to be Koveya Shem Eid. And once you have that, Memela, that's going to be Koveya, both the din of Nimtzach Amem Karav Apostle and the Sugya of Ein Eid Nasadai. So first, the Ritzvah, as we learned last time, quotes Rashi, who says that it's Re'iyah with Kavanah Lahayit alone suffices, and then the Ritzvah is going to ask on him. Ellie, do you have it? You see, sorry, the Zero Maschil Lemechsi Asisun. And then halfway through says about Hikshualaf after quoting Rashi.
Well, Hikshualaf, the Masvara, he's a Loma, he lefisha miskavim, bishas, real yos, yehe karli, each, lul yos, daya. The loop source like Shem Bekavanasa.
Bekavanasa? That's a very important line. It's all about Shem Eid. He said, the Kavanaleh alone is a big Koveya Shem Eid? Basically, how can you have a Shem Eid without Haggadah to the Basin? So the Ram, and again, if you noticed, he groups which two dinim together? The Ikaruri aid. Exactly. So this is the same idea of shame aid, right? Which is Koveya for Nimsa Echad Mam. Karav Apostle is going to be Koveya for Ein Aid Nasadayan. And he's just Misvara. He says, you can't have a shame aid until you have Haggadah. Oh, that's very important. Oh, he's going to have the Kasha of Tosfos.
Oh,
Dimkin,
how do you treat him Aidim Vishas Kidushin? Shim Lokin.
So basically the Ritva is saying a riot, similar as the Reed, a riot, it must be that there's a Tanai of Haggadah, because otherwise you have a problem in these cases of Edikim, right? And right, if they're when you're giving a get or a kiddushin, that there happens to be psulim there, there'll be a problem. So, must be that there's also Haggadah. So again, Ritzvah Lishitaso is going to say, therefore, the question of right lemechsi asisu or lasudi asisu is davka bishas Haggadah, and you're asking them not what was your kavana bishas Re'iyah? It's rather do you have kavana to be made alongside the other eight? Which we'll get back to later, that the only time there's Seirah between Edim, Bishas Haggadah, if you have Kavanah to be give Haggadah at the same time. So Ritzvah Lishitaso saying it's not all about Re'iyah. It's about Haggadah, or both, and therefore interprets that question as going on the Haggadah. And if you can skip towards the end, where is also this is the Chin Nirin HaDvarim. Here's his line. It's V'lo Mikru Edim Ela Achar Shehi'idu. As line at the end, the same idea that shame aid is only after both Re'iyah and Haggadah. So the Ritzvah is like the Ramban, that the Koveyor for all these zinim is what is the shame aid, and this is the Svara that you only have a shame aid after God. I think it's a hard line at 10 o'clock, it's very makvid, visiting day. So I'm going to finish two more aros, and then I'll take all questions. So in terms of approach number two, that it's both Re'iyah and Haggadah, we have the Re in the Bali Tosfos, you have the Ramban, the Ritzvah, and now we're going to see is the Yesh Omrim in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? So if you go back to Shulchan Aruch, we'll finish with an important source. Right? So Shulchan Aruch and the Yesh Omrim, Pinchas, do you see the Shulchan Aruch on the, do you have the Marakos? Avidan, you can read it. Is it the Yesh Omrim?
Yesh Omrim, Shapil Kivei Lero Kedewahad. That even if they see and have the intentions to testify, or they see with the intention to testify,
yeah, exactly.
Ain't no fosel, ela imkain balavasin behave.
Right? You need both the Re'iya and the Haggadah. The Tarte B'inan, very clear, right? It's both. So again, even on the question we asked before, he says it's Re'iya with Kavan Lehayid and Haggadah. So he takes a stand on that issue, even though he's pointing out. Not all the Bali tools to say it like that, but he's definitely Shulchan Aruch is clearly adopting approach number two, and then you need both Re'iya with Kavanah Lehayit and Haggadah. Oh, fine. But the Ketzos has a fascinating suffix. We're short on time, so you'll see it inside. The Ketzos has a Shaila. Within this day of the Yesh Omrim, that it's both Re'iya and Haggadah, what happens in a case where the Psul is only Bishas Haggadah? So the eid is kosher b'shas re'iyah and pasul b'shas Haggadah. What is the din in that case? And really, as Rav Shmuel in Shiuri Rav Shmuel explains, this suffix of the Ketzos, which is poshet lemaskana, right, we'll get to it in a moment, but the suffix of the Ketzos, as Rav Shmuel explains, gets to the core of whenever a shita in any circuit requires two things. The question is, what is the relationship between those two things? Are they two equals, or is one ikar and the other is tafel? So says Rav Shmuel, the suffix of the Ketzos is gufa. How do you view the relationship between the re'iyah and the Haggadah within approach number two, that both are needed? Do you say that the ikar is the Haggadah? Right, the ikar koveya for shame aid, the ikar timing is the Haggadah, and the Re'iyah is just there to be mitzari for the kat. If you say that, right, so if you say that the ikur koveil is the Haggadah, and the Re'iyah is there just for the seraph of the kat, just to be mitzari for the eden, but the ikur timing of the edus of the shem eid is Haggadah, so then as long as you're puzzle, b'shas Haggadah, it's going to be a problem. That's one side. The other side is that, no, really, Shas Re'iyah is the Koveya, is Koveya of Shame Aid, is really the primary time of Shame Aid. And the need for Haggadah is just a Tanai established by the Drasha of Mikami Daver Kasa Medaber. So that's saying that really, Tosas Be'etzim agrees that fundamentally, like Rashbam and Rashi, that the Koveya is the Re'iyah. There's just a Drasha and a Tanai. There's a Tanai that needs to be Haggadah. If you take that side, that really the Koveya is Shas Re'iyah. So then if the psul is only b'shas Haggadah, which is only the Tanai, so then you're not going to trigger nimsach mehem karav upasul. So the Ketzos' suffix really highlights, and it's a very important question, whenever you have a sheet that says, oh, you require two things. What is the relationship between those two things? So the Ketzos' suffix about if you have a psul, dafka b'shas Haggadah, and Nashas Be'riya, that really highlights this question of which one is the true Koveya for Shem Eid, and which other one is just either a Tanai or just there to be Mitzarif. And just to finish, the Ketzos is Poshet Lamaskana from Tosos, that such a case is a problem. That if there's just a Psul B'Shas Haggadah, that's going to trigger Nimsech Amem Karav Apostle. And he brings a Rabbi from a Tosis that we've seen, and with this we'll conclude. If you remember, there was a Machok has been Beisham and Beisilo. If both Kite Edim, one Kat is made on Masayim, the other Kat is made on the Mana. And Tosis asks, according to Beit Shammai, that we view that as Hachasha, so why shouldn't the Psul Hachasha trigger Nimsech Amem Karav Apostle? Points out the Ketzos. The psul from Hachasha is only chal b'shas Haggadah when they're actually machish each other. Right? Obviously, all these eidim were kosher b'shas re'iyah. It's just when they're machish each other at shas Haggadah that there's a psul of Hachasha of eidu sheker. So the fact that Tosfos, who adopts this approach to both re'iyah and Haggadah, is willing to apply nimsa echad to a case where the psul is chal b'shas Haggadah. And again, in the Lamedus, that shows that really the Haggadah is the real Koveya, is the real Koveya for Shem Eid, and it's the Re'iyah which is there just to be Mitzarif. We'll stop here. Enjoy visiting day and enjoy singing Koros, backwards.